Today we're going to be in 1 Peter chapter 1. So if you want to go ahead and turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. And last week, just what a different week that was in Sunday service. Just talking about the Lord's Supper, proclaiming His death until He comes again. And a lot of times we don't talk about that. We kind of go through the Lord's table. I don't think we do it with reckless abandon or disregard necessarily. But a lot of times we don't slow down to really reflect on it. And I know at Prayer of Faith we do not ever want that to become a religious event or activity. It's part of the thing that we do that Jesus, when He instituted that, did it with His disciples and said, you know, when you do this. So He was basically, when you go back and read all the grammar and the definitions of the word, He was basically telling them with the words He used, continue doing this. Go out and continue doing this. And we choose to do that once a month. So last week, we talked about proclaiming the Lord's death until He comes again. That's great. We can proclaim it. Now what? We've talked before about serving and different things we do and our actions and our words and how we treat one another. And this week, it's really no different. We just want to keep focusing on those. And we focus on those things because, as we said last week, when we don't focus on it, we tend to forget it. We tend to forget those things that we don't focus on. I know in Wednesday nights in Bible study we've been talking about, we're going through the book of Nehemiah. And it has different ups and downs throughout that thing, but he talked about working in unity and harmony. And I thought, a lot of people say, well, it's the same thing. It's really not. It's really not. Let me give you an example, if I can. This is unity. We're both playing it. We're playing two notes at the same time. And that can be harmony. This is not harmony. It's in unity. It's at the same time, but it's not in harmony. Now, is an amen for a music person. All right, I appreciate that. As Jan brought up last week, at the same time, once in a while, you may need that just for a moment. Sorry, let me go back to the piano. I know I love the song, I'll Fly Away. And when we play that, you know, a lot of times, that's together. That's a little different. But when you hit those two, those go against each other unless you hit them real quick. So a lot of times there is a purpose once in a while for those things, but it's important that we understand as a church body, we work together both in unity and in harmony with one another. And really we need to work in harmony with God's will for us and for our church. One church may be set up to do one thing, one church may be set up to do another. One church, this wouldn't begin to hold the musicians or the singers that they have for their church. In ours, it holds both. Churches are set up differently to do different things. In 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter is writing letters, one of his letters to the church. And he's talking about, I love how he always starts it out, it's Peter, an apostle of Christ, or greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I, a bondservant, and those different phrases he uses when he's directing people to what he wants to talk about. And he's encouraging his readers in this first letter to be strong in the faith. Proclaim the Lord's death till He comes again. Be strong in the faith. And that's what this first letter is mostly about. Because he knows that they are encountering persecution. And they will continue to encounter persecution. So he's trying to give them guidance and direction. Be strong in the faith. We will face trials every day in our life. Wednesday night in the Bible study we talked about a line. Jesus is pretty much, the devil is okay with mediocre Christians. We're kind of here. Here's the line. Here's the worldly person. Here's the spiritual person. Mediocre Christians kind of straddle it. And Satan says, they're not really a threat to me. I still got them in the world part. It's no threat to me for a mediocre Christian. I'm okay with that. I'm okay that they go to church once in a while. I'm okay that once in a while they give. I'm okay that once in a while they open their Bible. Why? Because it's just once in a while. It's when you cross over and say, I don't want to be mediocre anymore. I want to be strong in the faith and I want to open that Bible every day. And when these trials come against me, I'm going to know where to stand. and I'm going to know who to rely on. And that's when the enemy gets scared. And that's when the enemy gets active. And the enemy starts getting real jumpy about that. And he'll start flinging things at you. How many of you guys have a Wii at home? I didn't say, do you use it? How many have a Wii? That's W-I-I, not a Wii as in you and your spouse or something. Wii, and they have Wii bowling, they have Wii sports, and they have different games, and you can bowl, and you bowl with your left or your right hand. And then they have one, knock down as many pins as possible, right? Well, this is Satan just bowling. Regular Christians, he's just throwing a trial out every now and then. But when you cross over, and you try and be strong in the faith, that's when he says, knock down all the pins you can. And I don't know if you know this, if not, I'm giving you a hint. You can grab balls with both hands and start flinging those things like a windmill, and that's what the enemy does. When you start getting strong, the enemy is going to take and just start flinging things at you 90 to nothing. That car that was doing great, all of a sudden you're going to have a problem. The air conditioning been running strong, all of a sudden the hottest day of the month, what do you mean it just went out? What do you mean the motor went out, the fuse went out, something? What do you mean the kids are angry with me? What do you mean my parents are angry with me? Man, I just started going to Bible study, I went to Falls Creek. I'm really starting to get this and I want to be committed to this. What do you mean I'm not doing good in school? What do you mean my friends have turned against me in school? We're going to face trials every day. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. He tells us we don't have to worry and rely on other people for our hope. Blessed be the God who has begotten us again to a living hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And you'll note it doesn't just say Jesus Christ the crucified. It says through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what makes us different from other religions. We don't just claim to have a Savior, but we claim to have a Savior that was not only crucified, dead, and buried, but was resurrected 3 days later. That's our difference, a resurrected Christ. And that is our living hope. That is our living hope. Verse 6 goes on to say, in this you greatly rejoice. We tend to forget to greatly rejoice. I'm getting ahead of myself today. Greatly rejoice. We tend to just go on and on and on. We're just trying to deflect the enemy. And we see these bowling balls coming at us 90 to nothing, and we're the pins down there. And we're just trying to deflect those. We talked about the arrows from the enemy today in the office there. Prayed over the enemy. And what protects us from the fiery darts, the fiery arrows of the enemy. And we talked about our helmet and our breastplate, our shield. That's what protects us from those things. And a lot of times we forget to just stop and greatly rejoice in a resurrected Savior. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Don't forget when you're going through trials to just take a moment and rejoice in the fact that you have a Savior that died for you and for your loved ones. You have been grieved by various trials that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you, love. Whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We have to take just a minute when we're going through these day-to-day activities, and sometimes maybe there's not trials, but maybe it just seems, life's just kind of the same every day. I just get in, it's like waves in the ocean. They just keep coming and coming, and nothing changes. Well, it changes when you stop and greatly rejoice in the Savior. It stops being day-to-day when you become strong in the faith. Because I guarantee you, when you're strong in the faith, it won't be day-to-day, same old thing, every day. It will not be the same old thing every day. I've said it many times before, we can all be thankful this morning. Why? Because when we went to bed, we woke up. That did not happen to everyone that went to bed last night. We skip the small things sometimes. Oh yeah, I woke up. Praise God. Let's move over to verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We've got to protect ourselves, and we have to watch out for the enemy. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, before you knew better, in other words, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. That's pretty simple. Be holy, for I am holy. It's a simple direction, but sometimes just getting there doesn't seem so simple. But it tells us to gird up the loins of our mind. Constantly throughout God's Word, He tells us, watch out for the enemy. Watch out. And be careful, and all the sheep out there, there may be a wolf in sheep's clothing. And they may try and get in. Be it this church, a church down the road, wherever. We have to constantly be on our guard for the enemy. Be holy, for I am holy. And we conform ourselves to the new man. The new man we talked about last week also. Not the old man, not the old ways. Verse 17, and if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. And I think when we try and grow and stay strong in the faith, that's one thing that we tend to forget and we miss. And I don't think that we stay here in fear. We don't have the fear of the Lord. In the older days, they had the fear of the Lord. Some people still do. Conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through Him believe in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Our faith and our hope has got to be in God. Be holy, for I am holy. You know, as we just try to strengthen our faith, and as we come up against various trials in life, be it death, illness, just anger, the day-to-day things, laziness, fear, and I'm not talking about a godly fear, I'm talking about just fear of almost everything and anything, loneliness. As we just try to go through day in and day out and stay strong, it gets difficult. And again, as we said last week, proclaiming the Lord's death till He comes again by taking of the Lord's Supper at least monthly. The first Sunday of every month is when we do it here at Prayer of Faith. Gathering together as brothers and sisters in Christ. We do that to strengthen our faith. We do that to stay tethered to our faith. Many of you have heard, you know, oh, well, I just stay at home and I watch religious TV and I have devotions at home. I understand that. But when you're with other believers, you tend to be able to talk and communicate and learn and grow and ask questions. It's real hard to ask the TV a question and get it to talk back to you. And if you have, let me know. We may need to talk. But man, it's hard to do that. And that's why it says, do not forsake the fellowship. Just keep the fellowship with other believers. We all have various reasons why we're not here on a given Sunday or whatever. Vacations. Vacations. Sicknesses, illnesses. Dead battery. But in the big picture, stay strong in the faith and be here. As Helen said a while back, come and expect God to talk to you. As I've said over the last couple of weeks, we just celebrated a year milestone last Sunday. The first year with a new pastoral staff. Myself, Pastor Eric, and Pastor Helen. Stay strong in the faith. Be here now. Verse 22, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, purify me, Jesus. We sang it today. Purify me, Jesus. Purify me, Lord. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flowers fall away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Amen. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today for your word. We thank you that we can stand strong on your word. Lord, that you are the foundation of our lives. Lord, you are the foundation. You give us our hope, our living hope. Heavenly Father, today, just as we look at staying strong in the faith, Lord, would you help grow us week after week as we tend to go through the motions, Lord. Let us come expecting to hear from you, expecting something different each and every week through your word, through your message. God, help us open our Bibles to do the reading for ourselves so that we know. Lord, your word also warns against those that come preaching and teaching for their own glory and their own satisfaction. and their own riches. Lord, would you help us open the Bible and understand and read it and learn it for our own knowledge, so that we know when one comes against us that it does not line up with your word. Heavenly Father, this morning we just ask those that are distant from your word, distant from their faith, weak in their faith, God, that you would strengthen them. God, you would strengthen them through fellowship, through Bible study, through personal time, through prayer, worshiping you just in the privacy of their home by themselves. If you're here today and you just want prayer to draw closer to God, would you just raise your hand so that I can pray for you? Thank you. Lord, thank you. There are many. Thank you, Lord. Continue to raise your hand if you haven't already. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Those that lifted their hands, God, we just thank you for that step. And Lord, we ask that you continue to grow us. Lord, you continue to grow us as sheep, as a church body. God, that we seek your will, that we seek your wisdom and choices, Lord. God, sometimes when we seek an answer, we don't like what we hear from you, or we don't like the weight that you give us for the answer. And we seek other people. And we seek other means and other alternatives. God, would you help just give us patience to seek you, to seek your will and to seek your wisdom. God, this week, would you constantly bring into the mind of each one of us, purify me. Purify me, Lord. Purify me. Throughout the day, Lord, let that just come into their mind to purify the sheep. Lord, come into my mind to purify myself, my heart, my soul, so that we can better serve you, we can better proclaim your name to others, and we can be a better witness for you. Father, as we leave today, would you protect us? God, would you give us the words to speak to others that honor you? Give us patience, guard our tongues, and let our actions honor you as well. Guide our actions and our words this week. I ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.